This is Audible.
Audible Frontiers presents Shadow Games, written by Glenn Cook and narrated by Mark Vitor.
Chapter 1, The Crossroads. We seven remained at the crossroads, watching the dust from the Eastern Way. Even irrepressible One-Eye and Goblin were stricken by the finality of the hour. Otto's horse wickered. He closed her nostrils with one hand, patted her neck with the other, quieting her. It was a time for contemplation, the final emotional mile mark of an era. Then there was no more dust. They were gone. Birds began to sing, so still did we remain. I took an old notebook from my saddlebag, settled in the road. In a shaky hand I wrote, "The end has come. The parting is done. Silent, Darling, and the Torque brothers have taken the road to Lourdes. The Black Company is no more. Yet I will continue to keep the annals, if only because a habit of 25 years is so hard to break. And who knows, those to whom I am obliged to carry them may find the account interesting. The heart is stilled, but the corpse stumbles on. The company is dead in fact, but not in name. And we, O merciless gods, stand witness to the power of names." I replaced the book in my saddlebag. Well, that's that. I swatted the dust off the back of my lap, peered down our own road into tomorrow. A low line of greening hills formed a fence row over which sheep-like tufts began to bound. The quest begins. We have time to cover the first 12 miles. That would leave only 7,000 or 8,000 more. I surveyed my companions. One-Eye was the oldest by a century, a wizard, wrinkled and black as a dusty prune. He wore an eye patch and a floppy, battered black felt hat. That hat seemed to suffer every conceivable misfortune, yet survived every indignity. Likewise Otto, a very ordinary man. He had been wounded 100 times and had survived. He almost believed himself favored of the gods. Otto's sidekick was Hagop, another man with no special color, but another survivor. My glance surprised a tear. Then there was Goblin. What is there to say of Goblin? The name says it all, and yet nothing. He was another wizard, small, feisty, forever at odds with One-Eye, without whose enmity he would curl up and die. He was the inventor of the frog-faced grin. We five have been together 20-some years. We have grown old together. Perhaps we know one another too well. We form limbs of a dying organism, last of a mighty, magnificent, storied line. I fear we, who look more like bandits than the best soldiers in the world, denigrate the memory of the Black Company. 2 more. Mergen, whom One-Eye sometimes calls Pup, was 28, the youngest. He joined the company after our defection from the Empire. He was a quiet man of many sorrows, unspoken, with no one and nothing but the company to call his own, yet an outside and lonely man, even here. As are we all. Last